fifth grade. I think his name is Chip Zamoy.
That song we just played, 10 seconds of, was Chips Ahoy by the greatest band ever, the Hold Steady. But why did we play Chips Ahoy?
Tell me why, Ben.
Because it's the greatest podcast of the year. It's Woo-hoo! The official Broad Street Beat Lay's Do Us a Flavor taste test.
Oh, easy, my favorite podcast.
Last year, so we put the podcast out a lot, and, you know, seldom do we get good reviews. But last year we did this chip tasting. We tasted the new flavors. What was the last year? A cappuccino.
Wasabi ginger.
Mango salsa.
And bacon mac and cheese.
Yeah, and we did rave reviews. Literally millions of people watched the podcast. We were everywhere. London, Paris, Tokyo, Topeka.
We were on the big screen in Times Square for a bit, too.
Yes, so, you know, trying to reclaim some of that glory. I, Ben.
And me, Dan.
Two-fourths now, I don't know how many people we have, of the Broad Street Beat are back, because Lay's is back with new flavors.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to having these chips for a while, and we're finally going to do it!
So, everything you're hearing right now is going to be live. Nothing is going to be staged. These bags are unopened. You'll hear us opening them. You'll hear us chewing them, and if you're like me, it's going to drive you crazy, but it's okay. I'm going to chew with my mouth closed.
That's the best part of the podcast, though, the chewing. Everyone loves it.
And we're going to grade these chips on the patented Broad Street Beat flavor scale.
The ATFI scale.
Which, of course, would have been cooler if we had arranged it so it was spelled Fiat, but we can't do it.
We can't do it. Fiat would be mad.
It doesn't make any sense, because the order of it has to go...
Aroma.
Taste.
Finish.
And intangibles. You know, you get the aroma before the taste, obviously.
You do. You smell it first, then you taste it. Unless you're some kind of, like, weird savage, but we're not weird savages. We're normal.
We're just people who like chips,
you know? We do like chips.
So, we wanted to get a special guest on this podcast today, actually. My boss at my real job actually knows the person that made the wasabi ginger chips last year.
She's a saint.
Submitted the idea. Yeah, won $1 million. But I didn't really want to tell people at work that I'm recording this podcast, so be it. But, you know, millions of people already know.
They do.
The people in Topeka, they want it.
I think she listened to our podcast at least 7 times after she won.
Yeah.
Like, I think our rave reviews of it helped guide her to victory.
We did pick wasabi ginger as the winner last year, did we not? Now, this leads me to this point, though, before we start eating these chips here. I think I aired last year, so you might not even be able to take my opinion for what it's worth tonight. Because I said the wasabi ginger chips were my favorite last year as well. But as time dragged on, I think I found myself liking the cappuccino ones and the mango salsa ones even better.
They were good chips. I stuck through with wasabi ginger. I actually have a bag of them downstairs right now, the wasabi ginger. They're so good.
You keep it in the studio basement, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're a big wasabi ginger guy, but...
I'm a big chip guy in general, and I'm so happy we have 4 full bags just sitting right next to us.
Well, let's go over the flavors this year. Before we start eating them, we'll go over, like, our early favorites. Just some thoughts on the whole field right now.
Okay, I'll give some projections here.
Now, at 3-1, just kidding, there's no chip odds. But, so the first one we'll be trying tonight is going to be Southern Biscuits and Gravy. I think Lay's was going for, like, a Parts of America theme this year.
I think they're going for a Southern feel with, like, a more biscuits and gravy type of taste.
This is definitely the Southern one, so we're going biscuits and gravy, which to me is a little reminiscent of the 2 years ago, the chicken and waffles.
It does... eerily similar.
But there won't be any maple syrup, thank God. So yeah. Those chips were bad.
That chip just tasted like maple syrup throughout. You couldn't taste any chicken or waffle.
Next we have not part of America. I mean, it's Greek town might be, although I'm pretty sure Greece is in Greece.
I think so.
Okay. We can afford these chips here, though. So
the American scouts have been looking over all of the world for this. So. All
right, Dan, pronounce the name of these chips for the people.
Euro? Yep. Gyro?
All right, see, you say what you will, but I, going into the rest of this podcast, I'm probably going to piss some of you off, but I will be calling them Greek Town Gyro Chips, because...
Oh, no problem with that, but you got to think of what James Wagner, the inventor of these chips, won. He won Euro. He told me himself.
Okay, well...
He came to me in a dream.
No matter that, you can call them Euro Chips. I'm going to go Gyro, because I feel like there's an air of pretentiousness to people that say Euro.
Yeah.
Not totally. Maybe you grew up saying that. I grew up saying gyro because I have no class.
Hey, but tomato to euro. That's...
I think, you know how, like, it's technically pronounced Qatar and it's technically pronounced Melbourne?
Yeah.
But if you don't say Qatar and Melbourne, I'm going to think you're kind of a tool. So yeah.
That's not I don't even pronounce any of them.
That's not a totally great example here, because if you say euro, I won't think of you as much of a tool, because I do know that's how it's technically pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I'm going to call them Greek Town Gyro Chips.
Hey. We could talk about this all night, but let's just get on to the next flavor.
Next one. This is my early favorite.
Me too.
I think I'm going to like this the best, but, you know, I was wrong last year. So these, of course, are New York Reuben chips.
Oh, these are the ones I've been looking forward to. Love Reuben sandwiches.
Love a good Reuben sandwich, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm very hungry right now, and I'm also mildly drunk, so this is going to taste really good.
I was really hoping you'd open the bag and there'd be an actual Reuben sandwich just sitting in there. That'd be great.
Yeah, that wouldn't age well. And last but not least, we have West Coast Truffle Fries. Truffle Flies. Submitted by Angie F.U.
I'm a little confused on what the taste is going to be like with this one.
Yeah, well, I could get into truffle fries right now, but I'll wait till we start eating them, because I kind of gave away the whole lead.
I would do a truffle shuffle for some truffle fries.
Would you? You don't know yet.
I probably would.
They're like 12 to 1.
The odds are not great, but who knows? We've had different winners in the past before come from odds.
All right, so, and the best part of this podcast, too, is we'll be doing live math on the air.
Live math.
Grade the chips. So, without further ado.
I didn't sign up for live math, but I'll be in.
You're doing live math.
All right.
All right, and I should preface this by saying the Southern Biscuits and Gravy chips are, there's one of three types the chips can be, wavy, regular, or kettle cooked.
Mm-hmm.
These are regular. So we have regular Southern Biscuits and Gravy.
I get that aroma going.
Bag is being opened. Get that aroma going here. Okay, you want to go first or me?
You can go first.
All right. My first thought upon smelling the bag is, it smelled better than I thought it was going to, actually. I didn't have high hopes for this flavor, but, like, the smell kind of reminds me of a...
It smells very familiar, like, I think the barbecue Lay's it smells like a little bit. If you really think... Maybe it's the wrong flavor. It does smell exactly like a flavor that's out there.
To me, it smells kind of like a brothy flavor. I feel like we're about to make some soup or something here. Anything else in the aroma?
I just need 7 more smells in them set.
I got off the bat. I got to give the aroma more points than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, I like the aroma.
It took me for a loop. I'm going to give it an 8. 8 out of 10.
It definitely reminds me of our home-cooked Southern cooking in New Jersey. So it's
I'm from Southern Pennsylvania. You're from Southern Central New Jersey.
I was more North Central.
Well, one of us knows something about Southern cooking.
Northern, Southern, Central New Jersey.
I'm going to be in Delaware tomorrow. There's idiots that think that's the South. All right. Well, should we eat them? Well, you got to give me grade first.
Okay, for aroma, are we doing it from, is it for, it's from 6 to 10, right? Or is it 1 to 10?
1 to 10, yeah.
I thought it was 6. All right, what?
I don't know. We'll go back and listen to
it. I thought it was 6 to 10 last year.
It might have been.
I like the dunk contest. You can't get lower than 6.
That makes no sense. Well, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8 as well.
All right. Get a mark it down. All right. All right, let's do it. Let's do the deed. Let's eat some of these chips.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Well, it's like, I have an ulcer right now, so I'm, like, really chugging through this for you guys.
Hey, you're powering through for everyone.
Okay,
A little mild at first. Maybe I grabbed the wrong chip.
My first? Okay. You first or me?
You go first again.
I went first last time. You go first.
All right. Taste doesn't really stand out too much.
No chips on the floor, damn it.
Not on the floor, I ate them. 5-second rule.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a little nice comfort flavor to it, but it's not really as strong as you'd... I'm not really picturing biscuits and gravy with this, though.
It's definitely worse than the scent. Mm-hmm. This cannot get an 8, the taste.
No. I'm probably going to give it a 7. If it's a 6 to 10?
No. I'm not trying to sound like a douche or a worldly traveler or nothing, but when I was in England about a year ago, that Lay's is called Walker's there.
Hmm.
And they have a chip flavored like roast chicken. That's what this is. I'm not even like, I'm 100% confident saying that. I think they stole it.
Yeah.
And when I ate the roast chicken chips, I was on like a 6-hour layover in Heathrow. And they did not sit well. I was into the bag. By the time I finished the bag, it was more of a sentence than like a fun thing. It's like, oh, I gotta finish these.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, hold real quick. I see the fly.
Get that fly.
There's a fly in the studio.
You will get them one of these days. They don't live long, so, I mean, they'll be gone before tomorrow, hopefully.
Well, I didn't get the fly, but I did manage to really fuck up my blinds.
Hey, you know, we can't win them all. It was just right there. All right,
fine. You do your thing, fly. But so, yeah, what was I saying, though? So, I know what you did, Lays. You just repackaged a European flavor, and that even I'm giving you a bad score on this.
Yeah.
You got a 5. You got a 5 for taste.
5, okay. Yeah, I'm going to mark mine down to 6, I think.
6? All
right. It's not terrible. It's not something that's like, I can't eat these ever again. But it is very mild in taste.
Now, the finish. See?
Can we finish this bag in one sitting?
The finish doesn't really leave much. Doesn't leave much to be desired. But you're one step closer to being done with the chip.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll up it a little bit. I'll give it a 6. Give it a 6 for the
6?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to give it a 7. I could definitely see myself finishing this bag, but I finished a lot of potato chip bags in one sitting.
And let's just give it a quick background on the creator. It was Haley, no last name given, from Noblesville, Indiana.
Oh, it says Green on the front. Her name.
Haley Green.
Haley Green.
Her Nani and Grandpa are from Tennessee. And Nani is a walking cookbook full of Southern staples.
That must look weird.
Her absolute favorite dish that she makes is her homemade biscuits and gravy.
Wait, so she's actually full of staples. that's got to be painful. I would not want to be Haley.
All right, well, intangibles.
Are there any?
I like the color of the bag.
It is a nice color bag.
It's probably the most attractive of the colors of the bag. It's a nice Carolina blue.
Mm-hmm.
But Nani's from Tennessee, and then Haley's from Indiana. This makes no sense.
Yeah. I do like the picture of the biscuits and gravy on the front, although yeah. It doesn't really taste like biscuits and gravy.
Well, intangibles. There's like no intangibles that are wowing me. I can't fathom giving it more than a 5.
Yeah.
So 5 for the intangible. I think 5 to 10 should be the scale.
We're doing 5 to 10. Okay. All
right.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 5. I'm gonna give it a 5 too. I think.
Alright, bag.
There really weren't any intangibles. That's the color of the bag was cool, but
alright, bag is being closed.
Okay, right, so now, that looks like a lock for like third place or something.
We're gonna go to intermission here. We have a slice of white bread here to cleanse the palate.
Mm-hmm.
This bread's not doing it for me. The bread, I give it a 5 out of
Well, they had bread flavored chips as one of the options.
Have a little water.
Mm-hmm.
This canker sore in my mouth is killing me, man. I should have filmed this earlier. All right, so next up, we have. Oh wait, hang on. We have the do the live math.
Oh, live math. Okay.
Live math. So we get an 8, 5.5, 6.5, and 5. So that gives it a 25. Divide that by 4. 25 divided by 4 is
6.25.
Yeah, 6.25. Right, so 6 points. That's a low score, man. Although the winner last year, I think, had like a 7.8 or something like that. We'll see.
Right, maybe it does last for the flavors, but I doubt it.
Here's to greener pastures. Now, first thoughts about these gyro chips. There's a lot of flavors going on in the gyro. Like, how are you going to put the tomato, the lettuce, the tzatziki, the lamb meat, the pita, like, into one chip?
There's a lot of flavors. I think I got mine without tomatoes, though, so we'll...
Whatever the gyro guy makes you. it's a losing battle, you know? I want this one to be the best. No, I want the Reuben to be the best. I think I like Reubens more than gyros.
Yeah.
Love them both, though, honestly.
I think this one's the Christas Porzingis of this grouping here. It's the first, the big-name foreign entry.
I was a sick fucking high school, I remember. We had gyro day in the cafeteria once in a while.
Oh, lucky.
And, well, yeah, but you could, like, kind of dress it up on yourself and on your own. I would put mayonnaise on the gyro.
So Big mistake.
Yeah, I would have, like, the lamb meat, the tomato. Instead of tzatziki, it'd be mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. You shouldn't do that.
I liked it, man. I don't know. Tzatziki's like a Greek sour cream, kind of.
Yeah.
It's cucumbery.
It is, but you need that for the flavor of the meat.
The cucumber is the Sacramento Kings of vegetables or fruits.
But it accents the gyro in such a way.
Too many people like cucumbers.
I don't like cucumbers. Yeah. I take them out of the salad whenever I get a chance.
They're awful. All right, well, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Greek Town Gyro.
I'm expecting a strong aroma from this one.
Chips are open.
Okay.
By the way, these are kettle cooked.
Kettle cooked. Ooh, that's intangible.
That helps. That helps.
I love kettle cooked.
Okay.
Hmm.
Can't quite. It smells homey.
Like, it does.
Like, I feel like I've smelled this before. Which could mean they're recycling another flavor, but.
Hmm.
I'm liking the smell immediately more than the biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, it's definitely a stronger aroma. Like I said a second ago, I can definitely...
This might even take the win just by virtue of following the biscuits and gravy, which sucked. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Can't eat them yet. Gotta give them a grade.
Okay, what's the aroma?
I like the aroma, and I gave the biscuit and gravy an 8. Good God. All right.
Can you go back and
okay, sorry, it's too late. I can give this one a 9, though. I can give it a 9. Aroma for you? Aroma should do? Devin aroma should do?
I do like the smell of it. I don't like to give 10s out. I don't like it, but I'm going to give it a 9 as well.
It smells like the sourdough-y kind of hard Italian bread that you never buy, but like your friends always have it at their house, like their mom buys it mm-hmm. and stuff, you know?
It definitely has, that's the tzatziki, I think you can smell wherever.
It smells like rosemary, kind of. I'm getting rosemary, if I had to guess an actual thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to check the ingredients list.
Any rosemary on there? Any mayonnaise on there?
Tomato powers. Tomato powers is probably what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
All right, well, let's eat it. All right. Eating the chips.
Chip time. I think the lettuce more than anything, I think.
It tastes like sushi almost. That's why. Yeah, the cucumber, the lettuce. I'm getting that the most.
I'm getting all the fruit and vegetable flavors, but I'm not getting any the lamb meat taste in it.
Yeah. Lord, I feel like there's definitely no pita flavor. That would just be the chip, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very powerful.
No. I really am disappointed.
It's still better than those biscuits and gravy, but I feel like that's just because from like a safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some towels you want to wipe your hands. Kind of reminds me of like a... Even some dill. Like some hints of dill.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of liking that. The sheer fact that it's a kettle cooked chip just automatically earns it more points. Yeah, alright.
You want to go?
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
I like it. I'm a fan.
I did expect a lot going into it. I thought it was going to be more lamb tasting. Tasted way more of the cucumber and the lettuce to it. It is good.
But dill,
I was expecting more.
The dill is doing it for me. There's totally dill in there. Mm-hmm. I love the dill.
And dill chips.
I hate the dill. Love the dill.
I think I'm going to have to copy you again and give it an 8.
All right.
It makes it very easy to average it out at the end.
I think we did wasabi ginger second last year, so I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm going to say,
second is the best.
The first opinions on all four of these flavors, I thought all four were worse sounding than last year's four.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. That's right. The finish?
Can you finish this bag in one sitting?
Oh, I could totally eat this whole bag.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We haven't stopped eating it since the last time, even to talk. We kind of did that with the Southern biscuits and gravy.
We did.
But I don't want to fly too far to the moon, so too close to the sun with golden wings made of dill. So
you don't want to make wings out of that.
Towel right there, use the towel. I'm going to give it a 7, just for that.
I think I'm going to finish an 8. I can definitely see myself powering down a bag of Euro chips.
Intangibles.
It has that unique dill flavor.
There was a bar, the hotel bar, last time I was in Los Angeles, had these chips. They were like lattice cut and like home cooked, and they came with a side of a buttermilk dill ranch or some shit. It was delicious. And these kind of remind me of that.
Mm-hmm.
10.
10? 10 for intangible, okay.
How is that for an intangible? An intangible that literally only applies to me, unless you've stayed at the Courtyard Marriott in Long Beach.
I think they have your picture in the behind the reception desk for this. Let's say Greek Town Euro. I do like it. I do like the cover of the bag, too.
Tastes kind of like...
Very festive.
The cucumber taste reminds me of sushi, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe pair this with the wasabi ginger?
Ooh, that could be interesting. Mm. We could do that later. We do have both ingredients here.
Intangibles.
Yeah, the versatility has... I'm going to give the intangibles a 9.
All right.
Okay, so what does that average out to?
Let's math this.
17, 24, 33, 34.
Listeners at
home.
That's
8.5.
What do you think is 34 divided by 4? Okay. All right. The bag is closed.
That one got an 8.5, which is tremendous.
I think that beat every single one from last year. Did not see that one coming. Wow.
Well, no, Jimmy Wagner, you did it again.
I'm eating the bread. We got my early favorite, the Reuben, coming up next. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be able to top that.
I don't think it will.
Christ. I don't think I gave a 10 to anything last year.
8.5, that's a Mike Trout coming out of as a Mike Trout score.
If only I had gone to the Courtyard Marriott in Long Beach before last year. Give out some 10s then. All right. Early thoughts on the Reuben. Also a chip where I feel like there's a lot going on here, so there you got to hit.
You got that sauerkraut flavor, you got the pastrami, you have the Russian dressing.
The marble rye.
Are they going to include the pickle, you think, in it?
I think you have to. The pickle on the picture of the bag.
It's not a Reuben without the pickle on the side, yeah.
Yeah. So.
I do like this bread, though.
All right, ready? All right.
Chip number 3, the Reuben.
I'm not smelling. You tell me about the aroma first. I want to hear it from you.
Ooh, that's a strong motor. That's strong, but it's delicious. Right. It smells like Reuben.
Definitely the strongest of the three so far.
It does remind me of like a Katz's Deli or something.
I think this chip is... It smells more like a Reuben than I thought it would. Mm-hmm. I'll give it that. Now, I think they're trying to hit a home run here. Like, this has to hit.
Like, I think it will, actually.
You can't play it safe like this. You can't, like, be a... 10-6 team and get to the playoffs and then win that way. This is like
going for the division title, the conference title.
This is either like perfect season Patriots or 0-16 Lions right here. Mm-hmm. So that being said, still I don't like the aroma that much. I don't know.
You don't like it? Oh, I do like it.
It's strong.
It is strong.
But nah, I feel like I smell pumpernickel.
That's the rye.
It's
marble rye coming out.
I'll give it a 6.
6. Okay.
6. I was going to go 6.5, but that would really fuck up the rating. So
it really would.
No halves.
That's too much math for us.
6 for me.
I'm actually going to give the smell a 9. I like it a lot.
All right.
It does remind me of a New York-style Reuben.
These are not kettle-cooked or wavy, by the way. We have regular chips here.
Regular chips again. Okay.
Yep. I won't factor this into the grading, but... Coming off of the kettle cooked chips, it's a little disappointing to bite into the regular chip, you know. But
I taste the sauerkraut in it immediately.
Really?
And the pastrami.
I feel like I taste like fennel or something.
Fennel. Are we eating the same chips?
I think so.
Oh, but I was eating a sauerkraut bag with it.
I don't know, it's soft.
I taste pastrami more than the sauerkraut right now, I think.
I want to like these chips, I really do, but it's not knocking me off my feet here.
I mean, I find pastrami to be the most sensual of the salted cured meats, and this is reminding me of those cured meats right here.
When are you leaving for the next biosphere project?
There's another biosphere project?
It's underwater.
You. Very knowledgeable.
It did get us quoting Seinfeld. That's going to have to go into the intangible.
That's intangible, for sure.
Mm. Yeah. I definitely get like a smoked meat taste.
It is a strong taste.
I was thinking the Russian dressing would be like way more prevalent.
I could barely sense that.
Well,
it's mostly pastrami and sauerkraut, I think, in the taste. Mostly pastrami, though.
I can't really knock the taste. I'll give it an 8.
I actually like this chip a lot. I'm going to give that a 9 for taste as well.
Finish. See? No. This is going to stay on your breath for a while, though. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. But then again, if you're sitting down and scarfing the whole bag of Lay's chips, you're probably not going to go out anywhere anytime
soon. You can say that about like every flavor.
But, yeah, it's just, it's a good safe flavor. Which is surprising, because I said they were going to have to go for a home run. Yeah. Give it a 7. It didn't really knock me out of the park.
7?
I taste more of the Russian dressing on the finish. Yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to surprise you right here. I think it's a 10 on the finish. I'm housing it right now, and I love Rubens in general, so maybe a little biased, but...
This is your early favorite, too. You're trying to make it be the gyro.
Oh, I'm not trying for anything. I love this. Like, look at me. I'm housing it right now. Just we're sitting here. I do like it a lot.
This is your early favorite. Is it even pastrami on a Reuben? I thought it was corned beef.
It could be either or. I think it's pastrami, okay, though.
Well, what say you for the intangibles?
It did have us quoting Seinfeld, which is a huge intangible. But it wasn't kettle cooked. That's the only... I really wish it was.
Oh, that would just knock it over the moon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Into the stars. In Pluto, maybe. So I'm going to give a point for the Seinfeld reference, but I'm going to have to give it an 8 for intangibles.
8. Yeah. 8 sounds good to me, too. I'll give it an 8. All right. Let's figure this one out. Oh. Touch the fingers off here.
Mm-hmm. So we got 17, 25.
I want to say, like, it tastes
32
like,
and a half.
It tastes the least like what it's supposed to be, though, of all the chips so far. But still good. Better 30, than that.
32 and a half. That's 8.125. 8 and an eighth.
8.125.
So it just falls short of the gyro, the euro.
I think if these were kettle cooked, it would have saved it.
Yeah, that's a huge mistake.
All right. And the last ones now. West Coast truffle fries.
Mm-hmm.
The West Coast is pretty big. Talking like Los Angeles, Tacoma, Eugene, Oregon.
It's definitely the one of the top three biggest coasts latitudinally speaking.
Latitude?
Yeah, latitude is the long way. Long ways up and down, isn't it?
Yeah, latitude is flatitude.
Yeah, as in going, like, left to right.
Uh-huh.
Of those two coasts going left to right, east and west, maybe not using latitude right, but...
I would imagine that the Gulf of Mexico would be the longest.
Well, it's in the top three either way. What I'm trying to say is the West Coast is definitely one of the top five coasts in the United States. How about that? Does that kind of make sense, but no sense at the same time?
Now you got me thinking. I feel like... it'd definitely be third, though. As far as, like, latitude coast go, the Arctic would probably be, like, the biggest. The whole thing is flat in terms of lines of latitude. West Coast is all about longitude. Yeah.
Moving on. Let's not talk about directions anymore. Let's talk about these chips.
You remember what your third grade teacher taught you? Latitude is flatitude?
Moving on from these directions. All right, the last bag we have here is the West Coast truffle fries.
They look like potato skins.
They do. Looks like something you order at Fridays.
But I'm not fancy or nothing, so I don't really know what a truffle is.
It's for rich folk, I think.
I was under the impression that it was like a chocolatey type substance.
I thought it was too, but...
Nah, I was told, though, it's more like a fungus or like a mushroom-based thing,
mm-hmm.
which would make a lot more sense if you're putting it on fries. Now, what I've gleaned from truffle fries is there's Parmesan on them, so that could probably put this over the top.
That can definitely add to the aroma there as well.
Parmesan's like a nice, safe flavor. Mm-hmm. You know, no one's going to complain about you putting Parmesan on the fries.
Jean Parmesan!
And also, the French fry is already a potato-based substance, so I feel like this chip almost has an unfair advantage, kind of. So,
yeah, so I think there's nothing... It's like a more safe bet with this chip.
I'm talking it up like more than I thought I would, actually, because I was kind of angry at it at first for, you know... Never having had a truffle. It's new. It's foreign to me. I don't like it. But.
Hey, well, you're about to have some right now.
All right. Well, let's do it.
So the final of the four bags. This one is a wavy-shaped chip, too.
Wavy chips.
So that adds a little to the intangible factor.
I do not like that. No.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
My first smell, immediate. Like,
is this what truffles smell like?
I'm thinking fish food. I'm thinking fish food.
Okay, well, you shouldn't be thinking fish food.
5 is the lowest.
5 is the lowest?
Give it a 5. I don't even want to talk about it. Give it a 5.
5.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to go 5 as well. I really... Right.
I got to put this on my map. Why are you doing this to us, Angie Fu?
F you, Angie Fu.
She's from Irvine, California, though. Actually, I go to college there. But anyway.
One class online there.
Whatever. Every time I see truffle fries on the menu, it is the first thing that I order. So, like, what, that two times you saw it on the menu at the place?
Thanks a lot, Angie.
The aromatic flavor of truffle is mouthwatering. Are you a fish? Is that why you think this is good? It literally tastes like fish food.
It just mouthwaters from all the vomit I induced after this.
This is probably going to get the lowest grade of all the chips. I might throw the bag out after we're done. But I still think you should all go buy this first. Just so you can, like, really get a sense for how much this smells like fish food.
Yeah, you can't appreciate the best chips without tasting the worst. So
I don't even really want to eat it. But like,
we do this for you guys. Yeah. If we don't make it out alive, I love you guys.
All right, I'm eating the chip.
All right.
Don't like it. Don't like it. Maybe my taste buds aren't fancy enough for it.
This is what truffles taste like? I don't ever want to have truffles.
I don't want to eat another one.
So bad.
Dude, I would have one. Like, do you get any Parmesan on there?
Angie, you suck. You really suck, Angie.
Why did you do this to us? Oh.
Wait, do you hate America? This is terrible.
Does not get any better. Oh, God.
No. This should be an easy one to grade, though.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Can you give me some Reuben chips to wash this out with? This is terrible.
I'm going
to
give it a 6 for the sheer fact that I didn't have to smell it that time. Just put it in my mouth. What do you give it?
This is like if you're stuck in a terrible relationship with this girl you really don't like. Yeah, you'll have sex there, but while you're doing it, you're thinking about Reuben the whole time.
I was going to say something much more dirty after you said that, but okay. I won't go there.
So I'm going to go ahead and give it a... I'm going to have sex as well. This is
fish food. I'm going back to the water right now.
Yeah, as terrible as we are, the only thing more terrible are these chips. So don't feel too bad.
God. The finish?
Absolute 5. There's no way I'm finishing a bag of this ever.
Yeah, because just having any of that near me is... CFI. Yeah. Intangibles. I won't give it a 5 for intangibles because at least...
It is wavy.
I don't like the wavy is my least favorite, though.
Oh,
I feel like the chip is trying to, like, garner attention because it's not good at tasting well. I did not enjoy that at all. But truffle does make you sound fancy.
Mm-hmm. The bag is green.
I'm sure Angie is a nice person when she's not force-feeding us crap.
Hey, Angie, fight me IRL.
Yeah, intangibles, I'll give it a 6.
6?
I can't give it any more than that.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 6 out of pure pity.
And it makes the math super easy.
It makes the math very easy.
22?
22 divided by 4. That's a 5.5. Okay, 5.5 is by far the lowest score.
Alright, so, I'm not going to lie. With these scores pretty much shaped up how I thought they would. I kind of thought it'd be a two chip race for the top.
Here, I'm out of bread. Can you give me some of the biscuits and gravy fries to get this taste out?
Have some bread. I got some bread left.
Thank God.
Not enough bread in the world.
Oh, God.
We don't keep this bag, do we? Like,
throw it at someone. Here, we'll throw it at Santa Claus and Eagles game. That's what we do here in Philly.
Is that what you do on the West Coast? You eat this disgusting truffle stuff on your fries?
Yeah, at least the weather's good.
Yeah. Like,
the weather's so good, it's distracting you from the terrible fries you're eating.
This can't be what California stuff, right? I've been to that West Coast. I'm not eating this crap. This has to be like Oregon.
It's the Western Saudi Arabian coast it comes from.
British Columbia? I don't know.
Oh, so bad.
This is what Irvine, California does? Oh, God. Tell me that's not the case. You know,
talk a big game, West Coast, but you failed to deliver.
George Michael on Arrested Development went to UC Irvine in the fourth season.
George Michael! Yeah. Okay. 20 minutes to Legoland.
Go into this topic. The UC Irvine's mascot is an anteater, And true to life, I would much rather eat ants than those chips.
Give me ants over those chips any day.
All right, so I think I'm going to finish this podcast by chowing down on some Greektown gyro chips.
Yeah, give me these Rubens.
Yeah, those are the top two.
Well, let's go over the scores again real quick for everyone.
Okay, so I'm not going to do the categories, but in dead last place with, I want to remind you, the score can't be lower than a 5, truffle fries with 5.5.
And that extra half is a ton of pity points.
That was a pity half.
It should be an absolute 5. It was a 5.5. Coming in third place, a respectable 6.25. Well, kind of respectable. Very respecting in general. But it's the Southern Biscuits and Gravy. They're not bad. I was just expecting a little more from them.
This is where things get iffy. You got...
Yeah, two title contenders here.
8.125 for the Greek gyro. Mm-hmm. That's gyro with a J. Remember Spyro the Dragon?
I do remember Spyro the Dragon.
That was
Spyro. Spyro the Dragon. Spyro.
My name is Spyro, so I made these gyro chicks for you.
Have you met my son Spyro? He's a dragon. Alright, well anyway, this is the Wisconsin-Kentucky matchup from last Final Four.
It is red versus blue, too.
Yeah.
I think I might be having a change of heart. Like, give me those Reuben chips again. God, I don't know.
I just wish they were kettle cooked, though. That would make it perfect.
Yeah. I'm sticking to my guns. Gyro wins.
So second place was the Reuben with a final score of 8.125, which is 8 1/8 of a point.
I would buy the Reubens again, you know?
Oh, yeah. Got two very good flavors in this one. I'd buy an average one and a really shitty flavor.
Gyro wins. So,
it's like...
This is Spiro's Gyros wins.
Seriously, truffle fries like Angie Fu took a dump in the bag and then sent it in the ladies.
Topped with a little Parmesan.
She's been saving a ton of her water bill because she's not flushing the toilet. She's just dumping in every bag she can find.
I'll be out on the West Coast again in a few weeks. I'm literally going to go to every single restaurant I see and try to find if any of them could give me truffle fries because I need to like taste what this is actually about.
If that's the truffle life, then I don't want a part of it.
Maybe we're biased because like we live in a city where you can get a gyro in every single corner. Mm-hmm. Very close to a city where like, the Reuben was invented pretty much.
Yeah.
And
there's biscuits and gravy somewhere.
I was in Indiana once.
Yeah, you know that Indiana's famous for their biscuits and gravy.
I think
there's Southern biscuits and gravy.
Well, the Colts are in the AFC South.
Oh, man.
I think Indiana might be the least, like, notable state, like, ever. Because, like, even, like, less notable states like Montana or, like, North Dakota are kind of, like, known for not being notable.
Indiana's very unrecognizable, yes.
Just floating out there.
It's not even the best Dakota.
Notre Dame sucks, too. No. So my friends that went there, not you guys. I just the people that didn't go there gave it a bad name. Yeah. So, stay tuned for the next 20 minutes of the podcast. You just listen to us eat these chips.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes. Yeah, it's good. Anything else going on?
Yeah.
Phillies weren't the worst team in the world for a while.
No. Yeah, they beat the Diamondbacks 7-6 earlier.
Which chip do you think is going to win? See, my money's on the gyro just because it's kettle-cooked. I feel like kettle-cooked always has, like, a more of a favorite. Although, the first season of this, the cheesy garlic bread that won was the wavy ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like regular is toast. And these wavy ones were so god-awful. I think gyro will win.
Yeah, I think it's definitely either gyro or Reuben. If you vote for truffle fries, you're an asshole.
Yeah. Don't vote for truffle fries. If truffle fries becomes the new Lay's flavor...
I'm going to be a wise guy. I'm going to be a wise man. I'm only going to have wise chips from that one.
Yeah. Well, the best chips in the world are Middlesworth, and if you've ever been 40 miles to the west of here, you know that. But
you've brought in bad bags before. They are good.
There's a bar in Harrisburg that makes wings like covered in Middlesworth chips. They like, crush them into like a fine powder and like cover the wing with it.
That's pretty cool.
That being said, I wouldn't really put any of these on the wings. What flavor would you make for like next year? Let's start a batting practice for next year.
How about Mountain Dew?
They did that.
They did?
There was a Doritos flavor like Mountain Dew one time.
Oh. Well, the Lay's hasn't done it.
It was when, well, Doritos is Lay's.
I mean, I know the company did it, but Lay's potato chips hasn't done it.
Fair enough. I would go for that. I would think, maybe like tequila lime would be cool. Not chili. Chili lime is overplayed. There's too much stuff flavored like that.
Maybe like habanero something, like a spicy chip?
Like a salsa verde? Like real salsa verde. They have salsa verde Doritos, and like they don't taste like anything except corn chip.
How about a corn pops flavored?
Like a sweet chip?
A sweet chip.
Well,
we did get that with mango salsa last year. That was very sweet.
I liked it though, yeah, so give it that. Are there any other like fruit based dishes that we eat for like meals like mango salsa?
Apple?
Going with the Reuben and the gyro theme here, I don't know if it would be good or not, but I feel like, how did the Cuban sandwich not get in on this?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Like, how did this truffle fries get, like, did anybody submit a Cuban sandwich?
I think Cuban sandwich probably finished in fifth, and Angie Fu just had an incriminating photo of someone at Lay's.
Yeah, that has to be how these got made.
God, I hate you, Angie.
Dr. Stephen Lay's. Got a photo of you. Okay, well, I think that about writes the end of that.
I think our work here is done, yep. We've informed the American people of what to eat and what to avoid at all costs.
Yeah.
Saving lives in the process.
Before we go, I want to remind everybody to follow the new fantasy football account, at BSB Fantasy Board. You people are slacking. We don't have enough followers. We need more so that we can feel good about ourselves.
Yeah. My self-esteem's been down ever since we started that.
And, of course, you already know the regular Twitter, at Broad Street Beat.
Mm-hmm.
We'll post the actual written review of these chips online eventually. But, yeah. I got these at Acme, so if y'all want to go find them on your own, you can go find them at Acme.
Yeah, they're finally out there. We looked all over the place the week before, and there's nothing available, but finally also, here.
I want to go back to the fly in this room. It's a very polite fly. I've been looking at it for the last 10 minutes. It's over on that wall to the left of you.
Oh, he found his place.
Hasn't even bothered us, you know. We have bags and bags of chips here, and he's not even coming over. So, kudos to you, Fly.
I think he smelled the truffle fries and is trying to get out of the room now.
Would you rather finish the bag of truffle fries? I'm saying truffle flies.
Truffle flies. That probably tastes better.
Or eat the fly.
Oh, give me the fly. The fly is at least a tiny thing. Like the truffle fries, it's a whole bag.
Some protein in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. All right. I'm Ben.
I'm Dan.
I don't have to impress you. I'm a doctor.
Kind of.
All right, here's some more Hold Steady. Enjoy it. I had it muted, sorry.
Yeah, silly.
Here's some more Hold Steady. Steve Urkel was one of the most tortured literary characters of the 1700s.
Right next to Gary Coleman.
Yeah. I got a girl and she don't have to work. She can tell which horse is gonna finish in first.